Blackstone Audio presents Henrietta by Marion Chesney. This book is read by Lindy Nettleton. To my friend Madeline Tretzer, her husband Tony, and her children Dana and Anthony. Chapter 1. So this was London. Miss Henrietta Sandford cowered in the corner of the carriage and fervently wished that she had never left the quiet county town of Nethercote to answer the mysterious summons she had received only that morning. The noise of the city streets was deafening as crowds jostled along the pavements under the old overhanging buildings. The smell from the kennels in the middle of the street was nigh overwhelming. The hack negotiated the filth of Ludgate Hill and then picked its leisurely way up Fleet Street, past the red-latticed windows of the taverns. The shop signs rattled and creaked mournfully as they swung back and forth in the bitter November wind. The hack came to a halt in the press of traffic. Suddenly, a drunk pressed his face against the carriage window, staring mindlessly at Henrietta with wild red eyes, peering out from a forest of long, greasy, unkempt hair. She gave a squeak of alarm and turned her head away. The carriage jerked forward, and she went over the events of the morning in an effort to settle her mind. She had been going about her parish duties of visiting the poor, or rather her brother the vicar's duties, when suddenly an unfamiliar, soberly dressed servant appeared by her side. He had a message for her from her great-aunt, Mrs. Hester Tankerton. Henrietta was not aware until...